the head coach and general manager, John Hufnagel. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Boomer.
Good to talk to you. I want to obviously go back to the game against Toronto. I know kind of right afterwards you had said that basically all three phases or the three phases of your game had kind of been a bit of a disappointment. I guess can you, now with some time having passed, can you elaborate on it just a little bit? Any specifics that after looking at tape and meeting with the team that you can put into words for us?
Well, Boomer, first of all, we had too many penalties in the game. Offensively, in the second half, we had that one drive. We had positive yards on each play, but we had three consecutive penalties to force us to punt. In the first half, we were second and two on the plus 40-yard line, and we had an exchange problem, a snap problem with the center, and we couldn't execute the play. In the second half offensively, a couple of times because of the new receivers that we have, we only had 11 guys on the field. I had to use a timeout in the last 3 minutes because we only had 11 guys on the field. And that's just not good football. Defensively, we didn't tackle very well in the second half, especially where a 10-yard curl route turned into a 40-yard game.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to get better. It's disappointing. Still had a chance to win the game, though, but didn't get it done. And usually when you, team-wise, when you play that way, it's very difficult to win.
I want to ask you, because specifically on the defense and on the defensive side of the ball, you have to give credit to the other team, and I know that you do, to the Toronto offense. How much of this is and I know it's a mix, but how much of it was maybe, like you say, the miscues on your side or what Toronto was doing offensively to gain yards and put up points?
Toronto had executed their offense very well, and they had good yards after the catch. They kept the game within the limits of a young quarterback, which you try to do. And we came in with a certain type of game plan, and we had to make an adjustment because of the way we were playing.
Got to ask you, I know you've talked a lot about it, but the offensive pass interference call to Jabari Arthur that wipes out the touchdown that would have obviously changed this football game considerably. Can you tell us at the time what you thought of the play and now where you sit today?
Well, at the time, I didn't have a great view because it was occurred on the other side,
sure,
of my sideline. I was surprised that it was called because of it's not supposed to occur. Sometimes there is contact when the receiver is running up the field. He has the right to run up the field. And just the referee who's responsible for that area of the field is 20 yards away. There was contact. He thought it was initiated by the offensive player, and that's what he called. I think that when you watch the TSN replays, which I haven't, there was contact.
Yeah.
So a flag was made. A flag was on the ground.
We are chatting with general manager and head coach of the Calgary Stampeders, John Hufnagel, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Coach, you brought in some guys from south side of the border of late with NFL cuts coming down. Just wondering how they're adjusting and how you sort of work them into the game plan as time passes.
Well, I mean, the practice roster expansion doesn't happen until next week. The guys that I have up here right now are guys because of the injuries that we had at the receiver position and Larry Taylor's tender knee. But Clifton Smith has been here for the 2 weeks now, and he's learning the offense. And hopefully, if he's needed and required, he'll be comfortable getting into the game. Jeff Fuller got in last week. He's a receiver, and we'll see how practice goes and see maybe he will be inserted into the lineup this week.
As always, we were wondering on the injury situation. This has been a weekly thing, and I'm sure you're tired of talking about guys that aren't on the roster, but is it getting better or worse this week?
We didn't come out too bad from this last game. The biggest concern is Spencer Wilson. Right now, Spencer's going through concussion protocol. But he is doing well. He has a chance to make the game, but at this time, it's still a mystery.
So Joe West, and I apologize, I'm losing track of time. When are we eligible for 9-game here?
After this game.
After this game. And he's ready to go?
Can't come soon enough.
I bet, John. I know that Forzani, as we talked last week, had taken a bit of a setback. Any improvement there?
No improvement. And he saw the specialist last week, and then a day later he had a CAT scan done. And I'm just waiting on the results of that CAT scan to be examined by the doctor to see what is exactly going on there and if there is going to be improvement in the near future.
Want to ask you, because I know in the previous game, on the third down and relatively short yardage, you went for it and you got the first down. Here again this week, you were at third and four, and then that play to Sinopoli that got wiped out, but clearly it was a play that worked. And is it just subjective to every single play, or do you get yourself into a spot now with your offense, the confidence being there, that they know to be ready to go for it if it's maybe, say, less than third and five?
No, it all depends how the game's going, how much time's left on the clock. Do I feel that it's best to get the momentum by executing a third and relatively medium yardage type play? Mm-hmm. Or punt the ball and maybe not get the ball back? I mean, I ask my players to prepare hard to win, but I have to also coach to win. And I'm going to, each and every game, I make decisions for one reason. That's what I think is the best way to win the football game.
How would you characterize the play of Kevin Glenn from Saturday?
Oh, I thought he played exceptionally hard. He made some unbelievable plays, getting out of trouble, made some great throws, played steady. He had the one throw that he wish he had back. And the reason for that is that because we were in scoring position, and that's the key to what we try to preach is make sure that we come out with points when we're in that situation. You know, hey, if it's the last gasp, we need a touchdown, then, hey, we got to force it sometimes. On the other side of the coin, we only had 11 guys on the field, and that took half the field away from Kevin. So there's a lot of things involved with a mistake, and so it was compounded because we didn't have enough guys on the field.
Yeah, that will play a factor, generally, when you don't have enough guys in the field. We've talked about that trade that you made and how key Glenn has been for your team. Interesting that it's also from Hamilton, and you have the Ticats coming up. Marque McDaniel, now you just added him. He was cut, was he not?
Oh, yeah, he was on the streets last year, or 2 years
ago. 2 years ago.
2 years ago when we picked him up, and he came out and spent the bulk of that year on our practice roster being very patient, and then he won the job the following year in training camp and has been a very reliable, productive receiver for us.
And that's with all of the injuries here again. Just a calming influence, and I wouldn't have guessed it would have been him, Coach. I don't know who else it would have been, but when Nick Lewis and Forzani leave the lineup, I don't know that I would have picked Marque McDaniel to be that sure, you know, that possession guy or the guy that you can count on. But he has been just a calming influence for your team.
Yes, he has been. He's been out there each and every game. And we ask him to do a lot. I mean, he's involved a lot in our run game with the blocking. You know, you see him a lot of times close to the box or to the tackles, and you know, digging out a defensive end. So he's multi-talented, and we ask him to do a lot. And very very smart, bright individual that we can put that burden on him, and he can do it play in and play out.
He is John Huffnagle, head coach and GM of the Calgary Stampeders, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Coach, you lost Nick Lewis earlier in the season, and we've seen him on the sidelines with crutches at times. I just wonder what his spirit is like and if he's still a guy that can be called a leader despite not suiting up week to week now.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with the way Nick is handling the situation. In fact, he was in my office yesterday. He has to go home to Texas for a week. His mother is a little sick, so he wants to go and visit her. But, you know, he's been tremendous. He hasn't allowed the injury to get him down. He's here every day. He's here on time. He's in the meeting rooms. He's on the practice field, being as supportive to his teammates as he possibly can be.
Last one for you, I suppose, in this. You go to Hamilton, except you're not. You're going to Guelph. Is there any part of kind of a neutral site game that adds any extra kind of challenges for you as a coach?
Not really. I mean, we haven't played in the stadium, but, we didn't play in Winnipeg's new stadium also, and we managed to get a win. So we just have to go out there and get ready to play a very good football team, which Hamilton is, which we just played a couple weeks ago and, squeaked out a win at McMahon. We'll have to play better football in all phases, and we're going to work hard this week to try to accomplish that.
Coach, thanks. Good luck in Guelph.
All right. Thanks, Boomer.
Talk to you next week. You bet. John Huffnagel, head coach and GM of the Stampeders.